You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850. The show is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's bigger and better than Pigskin and Pals?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, I'm going to try to up that. Adding a Browns alumni to the mix.
Now you've done it.
Get to your Cleveland area Arby's and find out how to enter to win lunch with a Browns alumni and a guest. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
I didn't think you could do it, but you did.
I made it better.
You did.
And bigger and better. So as we talk about this, I'm still kind of caught up in this whole notion, and we just heard Solomon Wilcots join us about. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you something about what Solomon said, and
okay.
Before, just to jump in really quickly, because he talked about this Baltimore Ravens team. He said has clearly shifted their philosophies on offense
in
terms of
you're
going to the zone blocking. Why would they do that? They rushed the ball so effectively over the course of their Super Bowl run when they switched to Jim Caldwell as the coordinator. Bernard Pierce was averaging over 5 yards a carry. Rice was right there. Why would they make a switch like that?
So this is what, and I was researching this about the Ravens earlier this week. Couple of things. First of all, John Harbaugh is open to anything and everything to making this team better. You use the term, we throw the term around, push the panic button. I think it actually got pushed there. I think in a literal sense, there was a sense of panic before their bye. And he vowed before the bye to make whatever changes needed to be made to make this team better. He is extremely dissatisfied with the way the offensive line has blocked, not only for the run, but also in pass protection.
Sure.
They put the blame of Ray Rice's lack of production squarely on the line, and this attempt to do a zone blocking scheme. And there is some zone blocking history, actually, in John Harbaugh's past. When he was an assistant coach with the Philadelphia Eagles, that was some of the stuff that they did there. And he was, so he had knowledge of that. And from a, he wasn't involved as an offensive line coach. In fact, he was more special teams oriented when he was in Philadelphia. But he's familiar with it, and he knows you can sort of manufacture some running, especially if you've got an explosive runner with seams that and cutback lanes that can be created when you're doing more of the zone block scheme. And it tends to, for defenses, it tends to be a real uncomfortable way of engaging, because a lot of guys are coming low on you too. On zone blocks, you also have a tendency to get a lot of cut blocks. And I would suspect that that is going to be the effort against the Browns in this pass rush on Sunday, something to be aware of. And when you're worried about your lower legs and your knees getting chopped out from under you, you can back off a little bit. You become a little more hesitant. So I think it's actually zone blocking slash cut blocking that's coming up. So they've changed their philosophy radically. They feel they need
working.
To do that. Well, it's not working, but it is something that as a team, they feel they've got to do. They've got to go somewhere, do something. They used to be just the big Mahonker philosophy of just out physical you up front offensively. They don't do that anymore.
And they've taken a guy, Marshall Yanda, at guard, who was dominant last year, especially in the Super Bowl, and he's struggling in this zone blocking scheme.
So made him more finesse oriented.
I don't understand it. Go ahead.
Jim Caldwell is the other part of this equation as offensive coordinator, trying to put his two cents into this thing too. And once again, it was something that was popular when Caldwell not only coached at the collegiate level, he was at Penn State as an assistant coach, and then also did some of that with the Indianapolis Colts.
I find it very surprising, because they ran the ball extremely effectively once he took over, doing what they were doing on the road to the Super Bowl, with both Pierce and Ray Rice being very effective, and now neither one of them is effective. So it's more the system, I think, than either player, both at just 2.8 yards per carry. And I remember talking with Brian Westbrook about this last year, because they did the same thing in Oakland last year.
Yeah.
They took Darren McFadden out of what he had been very successful with and put him in a zone blocking scheme, and it didn't work. And from a running back's perspective, there are certain guys who take to it like water. Arian Foster has been phenomenal in the zone blocking scheme run by the Houston Texans. It has worked. It is fit. But Brian was explaining to me that there's a lot of timing involved with a zone blocking scheme. And with all the turnover on that line, the ability to develop that timing is tough. And if you have a running back who's used to getting downhill quickly, the patience you need in a zone blocking scheme can be a difficult adjustment. And I think we're seeing that with Ray Rice.
Well, there is no doubt that you have to change your mindset as a runner. And develop some sense of timing. We saw it here with Trent Richardson. He never found a comfortable timing level with the offensive line of the Cleveland Browns. He just never did. I mean, I don't know that he tried. He told me that was his big effort in the offseason, what it was something that he focused on through training camp, but really it was a constant problem for him. This was a discussion before the start of, this was like an August discussion we had before the start of the regular season, but he definitely was at a place where mentally, I don't think he ever got to feeling that his, you know, this style of blocking versus what was done when he was in Alabama, you know, would be the same thing here with the Cleveland Browns. And we saw the effect of it. The effect of it was a very mediocre effort.
And that's what it is. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been a very mediocre effort for the Ravens thus far on the ground. And hopefully they will keep that going this week against the Cleveland Browns and they can shut them down. Well, we're about to talk about somebody who's not going to give a mediocre effort at all. Stipe Miocic is joining us in studio, UFC fighter coming off of a big win over Roy Big Country Nelson at UFC 161. He's a Clevelander, Browns fan. He will join us in studio here in Berea when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns on ESPN 850 WKNR.